the wand, a puff of smoke, and the magic man pulls one out of the hat.
I still can't believe it happened.
Welcome to the Maroora's Magic Quick Fire Q&A. Ahead of round five,
no,
we're
no,
back.
No, nothing quick about this.
Well, you reckon we'll settle in?
No. Oh. I've already done half an hour in the car.
Yeah, apologies. A bit late. And apologies to those who are listening because you might finally get a chance to hear this and the round's over almost.
Yeah.
I owed you a couple.
Nah, bullshit. I'm late by a minute or two when you're on the phone. When you're... when you're late...
I'm late.
But you also... Estimations are right off. At least I'll text you and say, mate, 10:37. You go, 10:30, and then roll in at 11:05.
I gave you a 10:50.
And what time did you roll in?
11:07. Anyway, we're back.
We are back.
We're back. So, obviously, this is a... I used to do the solo Q&As every week. I'm now not committing that. Because of the Thursday night footy, trade insights come out before Thursday teams. Then if something happened with teams which changed my insights, I'd then do a Q. I will still do a late mail email or Q&A or something to fix up. But if nothing really changed from teams, then there's no real need for that Q&A. And I take those questions. So keep sending through those questions. I take them into account when doing the insights.
Yes.
But today is more of one to say we're back on deck, the two of us. We've been pillar to post.
I'm coming down with a bit of a virus.
Well, I'm not 100%. I've got a whopper of cold.
You've got a coldie hanging off your lip. Mate, the boys are still wounded. I'm telling you, it's like we've returned from Gallipoli. We just got off the boat and our wives are there looking at us and we're dishevelled and hoping for some mercy, but we haven't had it. But hey, I tell you what.
But this is the turning point. This is it. So for the members who have been with us all year so far, knowing that I haven't quite delivered we're on. We're back.
No, and I tell you what, I got a little pick-me-up last night. I out and out tipped Brisbane
footy.
Went in the paper Brisbane, and I also went wide. And I said, "Clary's going to fall off a cliff. You can't miss preseason and then just go 35, 35, 35. There's a reason why Sarong's gone from 25 to 30. It's because he's done all of preseason. He's got fitter. He's got his body's in good nick. I was worried about Max Gawn, who again carried the load last night. I don't know, I just had a good feeling that Melbourne are going to fall off a cliff, and they certainly did last night. And Brisbane, I'm still not convinced because you've shot yourself in the foot a little bit with a slow start, and they've got two big games coming up. I think Geelong and Giants or something like that. But Melbourne, I'm concerned.
No, you were on the money there.
I was right off when
I was driving and I was listening to you saying something, saying you're back and...
I was right off on Viney, though. That's one I've really cocked up, and I don't think Clary's helping me at all in that situation.
No,
I
mean, I was sitting the halfback flank. Well,
neither do anything. Yeah. Both of them don't do anything.
But Trucker couldn't get a kick yesterday. So there's going to be some cheap... There's going to be some very cheap premiums up for grabs in the next couple of weeks, which I like to look forward to there. In terms of team updates and what else I've heard from you this week, say, so the only big change in the teams was Sean Darcy not getting up. I know people with Luke Jackson were getting a bit nervous when he's back, what's going to happen there. But you get an extra week, which I think's tipped it over towards Tom Morris over Rhino, I think.
Yeah, carton of beer for me. I don't think either were right, to be honest with you.
It's still in the middle.
I think it's in the middle. I think.
Well, did you see the old passive-aggressive retweet of
I saw
Tommy?
I saw you go to the sounding board. You did circle to the sounding board.
Because I don't even know if he was correct.
So while we're talking about Rhino, his team's coming... 200th or something. Yeah, he's going well.
You know, he did a podcast for fantasy before podcast for podcast called The Footy Rhino, and that's why he handles that. He knows his fantasy, and he... I respect that he always says that by playing fantasy lets him know more about these fringe players and it helps him with his journalism.
Yeah.
And he also knows that what tweets he'll do will blow up and which ones won't. Like a little tweet about Brady Hoff in the preseason might get 200 likes, that Tim Kelly doing an ankle or what he did a hamstring. He gives that out of hate to do the tweet. She might get 12 likes because it's all about the fantasy people on Twitter.
Marginal
players,
correct.
Wait, so Tommy Morris, hold on a minute. Sean Darcy set to miss another 6+. Freo hoped he'd be ready by round 4, but that now appears highly unlikely. So now he's going to be back in round
6.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Tommy probably gets the points. But what I also heard...
I mean, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
About right.
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
You got two dogs in the fight.
No. I started it. With doing it on a podcast and whatnot, and now I've just had to slither my way out of it.
So I then got myself early, getting myself life back on track. Went to the gym this week.
What?
5:30 a.m. I get there, ready to go.
You got mad.
Sneak in. All of a sudden, Caleb Sarong's talking. First thing, when you get Sarong in the morning, he's not up at 5 a.m. is he?
He's there in Adelaide, remember?
So he was live when you were speaking to him.
Yeah, in Adelaide.
And he said, "Oh, look, we've all moved on from Jordan Clark." Then you spent the next 2 minutes talking about Jordan Clark.
Mate, there's two things I'm over here. So I was trying to take my jumper off. So just say something while I'm getting my headphones.
But back. Do you reckon he was over it too? Yeah, no, we've moved on now. We put that to bed on Monday review.
Like behind the scenes, we probably should have interviewed him on Monday, but he wasn't available.
Yep.
And I don't care about the Jordan Clark thing. I don't care about the smother, and I don't care about Harley Reid's fend-offs. That's the trifecta of I just don't care.
All right. Well, what I didn't mind there, to finish, you said, "Oh, we're sure Darcy's flying over. He's going to come because he is, Xavier." And I've heard you don't think it works. He threw that back to you, didn't he?
Yeah,
so you must have heard you what? You
no,
must
no. Because I posted it on Instagram and stuff.
That
there's videos of me saying...
Luke Darcy's...
Yeah, but I'm not being critical of either. I'm just saying... Two ruckmen don't work. We've spent all of Max Gorn and Grundy working that out. But no, and then he said...
I quite like that though. He threw it back at you. Because yeah, I heard, Xavier, you reckon it's not going to work, don't you?
It's not going to work. And then, but then he did clarify saying, "I know you love both of them."
Yeah.
Because I'm a fan of
swag.
Both. I just don't think that two ruckmen in any side is an important feature anymore.
All right. Quick fire, you reckon. How far in are we here? 10 minutes.
So what's the ETA on quick fires? Is it like quick fire is in endless questions with short answers, or you set a time restraint?
They're normally a 10-minute job from start.
Oh, right. Okay. Should I better switch on?
Rank these players. Liam Baker, Riley Bonner, Hornet, Saligo, Seb Ross. Baker put a line through. He's got a bye next week.
But also not nice to watch. We love the candlestick. Oh,
he, he's gone.
He's playing well.
He's gone over 100 each week, I think.
No, I don't think he's gone 100 each week.
Averaging 100 in a year, poor forwards. But yeah, not him.
But we love candles.
Seb Ross, I didn't give enough love in the... So something in teams happened with him. So now when De Haga came back, which is my concern with Seb Ross, but now Zach Jones got squeezed. So they're running with him as that full-time mid-roll, which we know he can... We got 95 last week. He might continue to go around that price at the 81. I'd rather go one of the kids, though, being... Oh, sorry, Riley Bonner, I think it's too late for him. Personally, I think he outperformed and now he's going to be fine for those who have him, but I wouldn't be jumping on him now. So it's out of a Saligo and a Horn Francis. The only thing which hurts me about Horn Francis, the Hornet...
Sorry, Baker quickly had a shocker first round.
Yep.
And then went 8,500 and 5,513.
Okay. Hornet last week... Oh, I've got the wrong thing up. Scored 100 and... Can you get the Hornet
the
up
Hornet,
for me?
Yeah,
sorry,
of course, mate. The Hornet was good. He had 30... He doesn't have 30 touches a lot. You know, Hornet used to get 15 to 23 touches a lot of the time. He ended up having 30, and it was... This is the way you slow play this, Sal, but you just continue talking until you're quick enough to get the numbers up. And then you go, he had 31 touches and had 111 points.
Get his time on ground up.
His tog is... geez, I'm like your EA as well, aren't I? Oh, shit. 74 minutes.
Which is 62%.
74 minutes of 120.
Which not, he's not an accumulator.
Not very often a game ends on 120 minutes and 1 second.
On the dot. 30, so that's what they 30, should be. 30,
should be, yeah.
So I find that not as a positive that he... I think he led the comp in points per minute, and he's not normally a accumulator. He's an impact player. So yeah. Whether he's turned the corner and that's going to be him going forward...
Well, obviously his fitness base hasn't changed much because you're not playing 74 minutes. And I know he's been interrupted and all that sort of stuff, but 74 minutes, that is a long time off the ground.
I know. But maybe that's what he comes on and impacts, comes off, so...
Yeah, but if you have one quiet patch, you're going to have a really quiet quarter with that limited time.
Yeah, you can't rely on getting 30 touches each week. So I'm getting the Hornet into my super coach this week. I'm a bit of a Hornet believer.
He's just much better. He more of a super
He's
coach
got
man.
A 137 super coach. It's all contested possessions and that. So, and his price hasn't changed yet because he's coming up to his third game. So that's the only reason why I'm him in super coach. Saligo, what surprised me, he scored that good score, 102. He's going to have to stay in the midfield. But he only went up 6% centre bounces from the week before. So he had the same role the week before and scored a 70-odd. So he's not as...
Yeah, but what did he score the week before that?
Oh, 70-odd maybe, I think. And then the week before that, he was a sub and scored a... I haven't got...
So he went sub into against West Coast.
So from next week, that sub score is going to be dropped out of his five cycle, and that's why his break even is not stupid low after a decent score. So he's going to be still cheap next week and then have a low break even. I'd want to see one more big score on Seliger before jumping on, whereas Horn Francis has that low break even. You can ride the price rise this week. Hope he backs it up, even though Ollie Wines is back in, and that's what I'm thinking in Super. So out of them, it'd be Hornet, Seligo, Ross, Bonner, Baker to rank them.
Just quickly, Seligo too. I reckon there's a bit of bevo about the Crows at the moment.
Yeah.
You don't know.
They dropped Pedler, which is interesting.
Well, you just don't know who's going to be where.
Would you take Hauser's score on the bench, or he's still going to bring in this Closey, but would you leave him on the bench or put him on the field? Howes scored a 67, I think it was.
Is that Mickey Barley's boy?
Closey's Mickey Barley's
boy. No, the other
boy.
Bloke is, yeah.
Coming off 100.
Oh, leave me out of those ones. I've got no idea.
If it was a normal season, best 22, 100%, I would be taking the 67. Lock it in, it's safe. There's a chance a rookie could get a 40. The fact that you got best 18, that 67 might not even be counted anyway.
Well, that's what I was spewing about last night, best 18. My brother had Salem.
Oh, and he got away with it.
Yeah, he got away. Dodged the bullet.
So I wouldn't be taking it. Someone also asked the same question with Zach Williams. He's been disappointing, Zach Williams, and I've put my hand up before. I think I overrate him. My mate Charlie Parsons think I overrate him. You think I overrate him. Yeah. I think he's going to have an 80 in him soon.
Is he in the James Jordan category?
Oh, he's not. Don't say that to poor old Zachy Williams.
We haven't seen a lot of it, let's be fair.
This coach didn't start Heaney, Sheasel or Steele. Is the priority to bring them in the next few weeks? My view is no now. I think the chance was to bring them in before. They're now getting pretty well fully priced.
We're still rank overall in the mids.
If I had to rank him top
to bottom. No. How's he going so far? I know it's a bit hard with buys and whatnot in there, but...
He's been
huge last week, a huge week before.
Poor old Mumaran's finally got Wi-Fi, but it's not very quick. he is averaging 121, which is the...
Because he was the player that you said... Remember I put it on your day, you said have name to pick one player and one player only in the comp to come into your team to start with? You went Jack Steele, and I wasn't a believer, so there you go.
Well, the other one was Jack Sexton, so we won't speak about him. he's averaging 121 just behind. So he's priced at 110. So in that, if he keeps up a 120 average, which he's done before, he still is underpriced, but I don't think he might end up being at a 115. So maybe Isaac Heaney priced at 107. Yes, he's going to be a top couple four, but he's not going to average much more than 107, I don't think.
Be very wary too. Mills, Parker. I know Adams is in and out at the moment.
And Sheasel's a star who's obviously dominated. He's the third highest ranked player so far this year. There's also a chance he might swing. Well, I don't think there's a chance for any of those to happen, but if you haven't started with them, you might as well hope that does happen and start picking up these discounted premiums around them and eventually upgrade to these guys come luxury trade. So you'd rather pick up a cheaper Brayshaw, or in defence you'd pick up a Wangan Emily, I'd go against those teams ahead of you because as soon as you match them off, you're not going to then catch these teams who have had these big scores on you ahead of that. Was going to go Bontempelli this week, but toying with Anderson, who has a great run and a bit of a point of difference. I've had Anderson in Supercoach last year. I was also very bullish on him in fantasy when he was struggling early, so I was felt like I did own him early in the year. And while his best is best, he can also lack tackles and go missing, particularly when these Dewey games start in a couple of weeks.
On the weekend, he scored 100-something Supercoach and maybe 80 or something fantasy, and he had 30 touches.
Yeah, because he doesn't tackle.
He just didn't have – had a couple of shots at goal, kicked the goal as well. His scoring was – he was hard to get scores on the weekend out of him.
This is an option one or option two. So the as you know, Zave, I like making my team better each week with trades. Yes. From this week – and this is where I'll say it's the start of upgrade season. You're not going to be able to get an absolute gun, but if you can get rid of two rookies and land someone like that Horn Francis, or that's what I'm doing in Supercoach. That's all I like to do. The fact it's best 18 is a different caveat on it because, well, is it worth going this mid-price?
Is this the last best 18?
There's two more of them. So this question is, does he trade out, get rid of D'Ambrosio to the Closey in both the trades, and then Lazaro, a rookie, up to Horn Francis and do a nice little upgrade? Or do you say, well, Horn Francis, best 18, if he's going to score an 80, it's not going to really matter anyway. I could get a rookie around that. Do you trade Zach Williams instead of Lazaro and get up to a Wanganeen Malaire and get an absolute premium?
That's what I'd be doing.
Yeah.
I'm not, well, I just said I'm not sold on Williams. So,
For me, I'm the Lazaro to Horn Francis. I mentioned Horn Francis a bit too much time in this pod. People think I'm very bullish on him. I'm not even, that bullish on him. But
you love the Hornet, mate. You wouldn't shut up at Gather Round. Where's the Hornet, Livex? Let's go see Glenn Elg.
Bont or Flanders, who do you bring in? This is a good question because they're, if those with cash or trading those two mid prices can afford, one's a guaranteed F1, one's going to be an M2, 3 or 4. Any other season, I'd be saying go the more value in Flanders, but I think, as I mentioned before, best 18, I'd be going Bont, and a nice little captain option for me this week. Newcomb to Bont or Howes to Graham? It's a bit too late. Sorry, Howes already played. Is it too late to get off Newcomb? My view is it is too late because you want to start doing upgrades and getting rookies off the field. As I mentioned, rookies off the field is less important the next 2 weeks because it's best 18. And looking at the
if it is best 18, why are you not going to bring in the best premium you possibly can?
Well, that's why that one before I said Bont.
Sorry, but then the one before you went Hornet instead of Wanga.
Yeah, because he also needed to generate cash, and at the moment he's got Lazaro making no cash.
Okay, so that's the difference.
Williams is sort of sitting okay. Lazaro's get rid of the red dot. Get Horn, who's going to make some cash. You're not going to make the points this week.
Thanks for clarifying.
That's right. You're not going to make the points this week, but that's why it's always a bit of a...
Yeah.
The last 2 years, the winners this time of year have done forced trades. I think it was this time last year, Doherty got injured and Will Day got suspended. So it was forced trades, and then one before was... And they obviously come out and win one. So you don't actually have to be doing upgrades this year, so you could think, okay, get Newcomb up to the Bont and you'll feel so much better because you can captain the Bont. Newcomb might not be your best 18, but my view is it is too late to get off someone like a Newcomb, and I'd rather make your upgrades elsewhere and hope for the bounce back. This time of year, we're still hunting trade-ins to be keepers or hunting value. My view is I still think it's a value, even though it goes against what I just said before, Zay, where you should be getting the absolute best. If you can get if you can get a keeper who is good value, then that's the absolute winner. But I don't think you'll have the cash to go a rookie down to Closey, like Howes to Closey, a Jordan. I don't think you'll be able to get a keeper unless you've got extra cash. So I'd rather just hunt that value and get the big upgrade to come. What do you think of Zorko last night? Brilliant. He's looking fit for a 35. Right. How old are you? 35?
Six. 36.
So I'm younger than...
It was going 100%. I don't know what do you end up on...
Fantasy 117.
No, percentage-wise. We had a group chat, and the discussion was, there's no way that Zorko's line was 27.5 disposals or something. And a mate was like, Googs was like, I must be not reading this properly. I know he's done it a little bit of late, but he can't do that again. And Zorko's a gun.
He's looking fit. So I keep saying, I don't trust that calf. I don't trust those hammies. He's older than me. And I can't trust. I did a calf at Gather Round.
Yeah, I did me a little hammy going for a jog. I'll ask you a question. Is Yoey in your team?
Hamstring?
No, is Elliot Yoey in your team?
He is.
Yeah.
Has he done a hamstring?
No, he hasn't. But then you have Zorko who Zorko can go down. Zorko's played a shitload more footy than Elliot Yoey has.
That's true. Yoey was discounted.
Bit of voice of reason.
He impressed me just looking fit, though, the Zork.
The Zork, when I realised he was in for a reasonable year, was when he moved to halfback against Frio when they hadn't scored for two quarters, and he was the only one that was lacing them through the corridor.
He can just continue in that role. So this is like the one before. He has 728K to get a player for Jordan. He can't get anyone good. Is he better off double downgrading and getting the Uber Prem next week? My view is wouldn't double downgrade, but you could double downgrade to a Charlie Combin who... I think when score okay, we'll make as much cash and lease the best 22. So he obviously had that big game.
One hot day doesn't make a summer.
I look back his VFL game. I know VFL's VFL. And he scored 111 that game with 14 marks.
Yeah, okay.
The week before that, he had 7 intercept marks.
And when Hawk kicks 8 on him this week and he gets dropped, don't bring the bloody Kleenexes over to me.
So that's technically a double downgrade. You have cash for an Uber Premier next week, but you're also getting someone who you're not getting two sets of rookies who... One of them could get dropped the next week. That's what I'd probably be doing. Two more. Would you trade Grundy to Cherry? The answer is no. Looking at the top teams at the top, I think I said off all pre-season, I don't think it's going to matter. Grundy, Gorn, Cherry, whatever combo, I think it's they're all going to be underpriced and deliver. The answer is Cherry's the one. You wanted that after last night, Gawn's the one. Would so the ideal 49? Situation was a Gawn and Cherry.
Cherry.
So, and people know that. So looking at the top teams, out of the top 10 teams, 9 of them have Cherry. Top 100, 77 have Cherry. And top 1,000, 75 have Cherry.
Top 100, how many got Grundy?
That's a good question.
Thank you. Gee, I'm you've been good today. Who would have thought I would have added anything to this podcast?
33 of them.
Yeah.
I reckon that number would dwindle.
What I'm saying is you wouldn't go to Cherry now because those guys with him, who are 77 of the top 100, have made the 100,000 plus cash which Cherry's made, got all those extra points. This is your time to take on those Cherry owners and get in a Marshall or an English and hope that Marshall and English all of a sudden outperform Cherry and you'll get that one back on them. Obviously, it hasn't worked with Grundy to a certain extent. He's still made a bit of cash. An average is 90-odd.
Yeah.
But if I was trading Grundy, I'd be going to someone not Cherry and try to take on those Cherry owners who had been doing well. Hope you're not taking a photo of that cold sore. Is that what you're doing?
No, I was going to put a little Instagram story up for
that's
you.
That's nice of you. That's nice of you. Be him a mate.
Yeah, smile a little bit more though. Put the mic over your slaw. Put the mic over your slaw and then have a little giggle. There
I haven't
got
a big enough mic.
Yeah, put the head.
This one. This is the one I don't know. This one's running, which I said I ticked off in the preseason. He's running Grundy R3. He did the Gawn Cherry Grundy combo. We were thinking, oh, that they're all underpriced. They could all score.
That's what I started with.
You're going to get your value come round this round, and you have Cherry on the field. And then next round, when Gawn goes on, you can have Grundy on.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, do you now get rid of Grundy now? Is it a waste? But I think with Max's buy next week, if you're doing that, you might as well wait for next week. Get Grundy on for Max because Max has obviously been dominating, and we talk about who in the top 100 have these other Rackman. The ones who have Gawn will be even more, I think, after this week is 89 of the top 100, 100 of the top 10. You can then at least run in next week with a Grundy-Cherry combo and catch up those ones with the Gawn. So I wouldn't, if I did that three, it's funny how long the season's felt, and we feel like we had, when the buys first came out, we're like, oh, can't start a Tom Green. He's got around three buy. And before you, you guys got so much time to make all these moves, and you know, and it,
old Tommy
it
Green into his fantasy too.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
Captaining himself and stuff.
That was good. He was coming 67th or something at one point. The boys had him on the podcast.
Mate, we've all been top 10.
Rank your top mids out of Rosie, Laird, Brayshaw, Butters, Miller, Dunkley. So,
I know who you're going to say.
It's easy now for me to say Dunkley after he played last night, isn't it?
I know, I thought you were going to say someone else.
Brayshaw?
Yeah.
Nah, I'd be Butters after that.
What?
Oh, nah, Brayshaw probably for score.
Now you're trying to take the purples off too much.
It would be Dunkley. Brayshaw, Dunkley, Butters, Rosie, Laird, Tuke. The concerns on Laird with everyone knows
who,
the midfielder struggling.
Who would be the first one you'd grab out of them as an actual
Rosie,
player?
I'd take number one. Yeah. But that's why I'm bumping him down because he is so good. Surely teams are going to have to bunker down.
A bit of the Petrarca factor. They're so good, eventually someone goes and stands near him.
The knock on Brayshaw is that now Fifey and Young, he's playing an important role. He's been pushed off. But the best thing is he's not in anyone. No, not one. Not to defend poor old Brayshaw, but not one opposition team.
Is he not?
No, not one opposition team, a coach, is going to put a circle around Brayshaw, right?
Yeah, so I think I'm going to say top 10 or top 100. But yeah, no.
No coach, no, a real life coach, sorry. No one's going to say, watch out for this guy. So he can just...
Oh, no, they're going to ignore him. He's a averages 28, 30 touches. But the conversation would be around Hayden Young's kicking.
Sarong's
had a strong start to the year.
5 round clearances.
Tell you who would, and I know this is not the Fremantle podcast, but Jordan Clark... has had a bloody good year.
Yeah, I think he's got fantasy. 97, 97, 98, 98.
And he's averaging like 28 touches.
Yeah.
He has to be in the Australian conversation.
He played on Charlie Cameron that week, and he plays a defensive role. Like,
yeah.
Gets a matchup.
All right, mate, enough Fremantle time.
Mate, get the purple glasses in. Oh, guess what? Chappie's back playing VFL. Waffle.
Is he?
Bontempelli, second coming of.
Yeah, he won't play in that team.
All righty. Thanks for your time. We'll catch you come Monday or Monday night, Tuesday morning for a round review, but all the best for the weekend. I've put in the insights, but my VC was Gawn. Captain was going to be Bont if Gawn didn't deliver. I'll
take
Gawn.
I think a lot did that, hey?
I think if he didn't do that, I'm liking a Steel as a... They've got an earlier game than normal. Steel as a VC. Yeah, they've got the first game on the Saturday. And you can always come home, I think, with a Sheasel on the Sunday if you're really battling. But hopefully you land a good VC.
Everyone had Gorn in last time.
Well, not these ones we were speaking
actually
about.
Except my brother. He didn't.
You got one up on him.
Got one up on
him. All right. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Thank you.